Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia strongly condemns Israel attacks on Iran. President Prabowo to establish North Coast Seawall Authority for Giant Seawall Project. Indonesia's National Economy Council chairman says the country's economy has strong potential to grow significantly by 2030. Now, the news in detail.
The Indonesian government condemns Israel's attack on Iran and calls the attack a form of violation and weakening of international law. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat Friday, said the attack could increase tensions in the region that are already bad. In a statement received in Jakarta, Indonesia encouraged all parties to avoid actions that could further threaten stability.
Indonesia dengan tegas mengutuk serangan Israel terhadap Iran. Tindakan ini merupakan
Indonesia firmly condemns Israel's attack on Iran. This action is a violation of the law and weakens the foundations of international law. And this attack certainly risks worsening tensions in the region that are already bad. All parties must exercise maximum restraint and avoid actions that could escalate tensions or cause further instability. Roliansyah Sumirat also emphasized that every country in the world must be able to resolve every conflict between countries peacefully in accordance with international law. Regarding the Indonesian citizens in Iran, Roliansyah said that Indonesian representatives through the Indonesian embassy in Tehran continue to communicate with Indonesian citizens to find out about their security and safety conditions. At least there are currently around 383 Indonesian citizens living in Iran and registered with the Indonesian embassy. Previously, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian embassy in Tehran had also prepared a contingency plan for the protection of Indonesian citizens in Iran and had actually set alert status too since July 2024. So there are contingency plans that we have if needed. Roliansyah Sumirat also appealed to Indonesian citizens to communicate with representatives if they face an emergency situation due to Israeli
attack.
This project covers a significant distance, if I'm not mistaken, around 500 kilometers from Banten to East Java to Gresik. The estimated cost is $80 billion. The projected timeline, the Jakarta Bay part, is around 8 to 10 years. If we extend it to the East Java, it may take 15 to 20 years.
Mungkin membutuhkan waktu 20 tahun, 15 sampai 20 tahun.
The United States will hold a special conference to discuss Palestine at the UN headquarters in New York, United States on June 17. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat Thursday, said that Indonesia is one of the countries contributing to preparing the conference. In a statement delivered in Jakarta, Roliansyah Sumirat said that Indonesia, together with Italy, are chairing one of the working groups of the conference that will specifically discuss the security aspects related to the Palestine issue.
Dapat saya sampaikan bahwa saat ini Indonesia merupakan salah satu proponen utama.
I can say that currently Indonesia is one of the main proponents of holding this high-level conference, and also currently various outcome documents are still being prepared, which are expected to be ratified and adopted at the conference at the UN. We are currently together with Italy chairing one of the working groups of the conference, which specifically discusses the security aspects related to the two countries or regional security within the framework of the implementation of the two-state solutions. There is a form of our support for the plan to hold this conference. Furthermore, Rolihan Syah Sumirat reiterated Indonesia's support for Palestine. According to him, Indonesia will utilize the high-level international conference for the peaceful settlement of the questions of Palestine and the implementations of the two-state solutions to continue to invite the international community to increase pressure on Israel to stop all violence in Gaza and end the illegal occupation of Palestine. Indonesia, according to him, will also continue to rally international support for the recognition of Palestine as a sovereign state. Indonesia plans to send the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs to attend the conference.
Chairman of the National Economic Council, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, expressed optimism that Indonesia's economic growth could reach 8% annually by 2030. He made this statement in Jakarta on Thursday in response to the World Bank's projections that Indonesia's economy may slow down from 5.1% to 4.7% in 2025. He stated that Indonesia has the potential to become a developed country and believed that several programs proposed by President-elect Prabowo Subianto, such as the Free Nutritious Meals program, can serve as a new and inclusive source of economic growth.
What President Prabowo has planned is very good. It's like having nutritious meals. I already explained that 161 trillion rupiah has been allocated for this year, and next year it might be around 300 trillion rupiah. This can directly promote equal distribution and create new economic hubs. If we remain consistent with this, I believe the target figures for 2028, 2029, and 2030 can still be achieved.
Luhut further stated that the program could drive economic growth if implemented properly. He also added that several non-mining commodities currently being developed in Indonesia are expected to support the economy going forward, such as seaweed, which has the potential to contribute up to 10% of the world bio-aviation fuel.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono welcomed New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters in Jakarta on Friday. Minister Sugiono stated that both countries agreed to strengthen cooperation in education and training, especially in the agricultural sector. In a joint press statement after the meeting, Sugiono explained that this cooperation includes the expansion of existing scholarship programs, along with additional incentive for Indonesian students to study agriculture in New Zealand.
And also, we agreed on the training and education, because we understand that New Zealand is very advanced agriculture technology, advanced agriculture universities that we can also learn. And we agree also to expand the scholarship that we already have all these years, and to give more incentive for students from Indonesia to study agriculture in New Zealand. And also, we discuss about the increasing of high-level exchanges and visits.
Minister Sugiono also emphasized that as fellow countries in the Indo-Pacific region, Indonesia and New Zealand will continue to maintain close ties for the benefit of both nations. Meanwhile, New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters stated that the two countries had signed an amended cooperation agreement in the field of education, especially for student and research exchange.
On education, our governments are signed today an amended cooperation arrangement to enhance student and research exchange between New Zealand and Indonesia. New Zealand is also delighted to announce today a significant increase from 45 to 70 in the annual number of scholarships offered to Indonesians to do tertiary study in New Zealand. We look forward to welcoming an even greater number of Indonesian students to New Zealand to experience our world-class education system and to learn more about our respective cultures and countries.
New Zealand also reaffirmed its commitment to supporting Indonesian renewable energy sector. Minister Peter explained that the New Zealand will invest $15 billion in Indonesia over the next 5 years to support renewable energy development.
To improve services in forecasting plant pest organism, or OPT, the Center for Plant Pest Forecasting under the Directorate General of Food Crops launched a new application called the National OPT Forecasting Information System, or C4TUNA, on Thursday in Karawang, West Java. Director General of Food Crops at the Ministry of Agriculture, Yudi Sastro, said that C4TUNA plays an important role in helping the government reach its target for expanding planting areas. He said this app is a key innovation for pest control and supports better planting and stronger food security.
One of our tools is C4TUNA. It can help us reduce risks and make good strategies for controlling pests. We are trying to increase planting intensity to reach food self-sufficiency and to make sure all crops can be harvested. C4TUNA will help as a pest control tool.
Yudi also said that C4TUNA supports the Astacita program, which aims to build a strong national defense and help Indonesia become more self-sufficient in food, energy, water, and other key sectors like creative, green, and blue economies. C4TUNA works as an early warning system to detect pest attack. It helps solve pest problem and is useful because there are not enough pest control officers. These officers can use the app to monitor pests, especially as the amount of farmland grows.
Saat ini MMA sudah ada di Asian Youth Games yang nanti akan dipertandingkan di Bahrain.
MMA is now officially part of the Asian Youth Games, which will be held in Bahrain in 2025. Usually, inclusion in the Asian Youth Games can lead to a place in the Asian Games and hopefully the Olympics as well. We hope Indonesia can fill the slots in this multi-event games with well-prepared athletes. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo has officially sent off the Indonesian National Mixed Martial Arts team to compete in the two international events, the Gama World and MMA Championships 2025 in Sao Paulo, Brazil, from June 16 to 28, and the AMA Youth Championships 2025 in Manama, Bahrain, from June 26 to 28. Speaking at the send-off ceremony held in Jakarta on Tuesday, June 12, 2025, Dito expressed his gratitude that Indonesia now has a homegrown MMA athletes who have emerged through a long-term, structured, and systematic development program. He emphasized that the presence of these dedicated athletes marks a major step forward in the growth of MMA in Indonesia, especially with the sport's inclusion in the Asian Youth Games Bahrain 2025. Dito also expressed hope that Indonesian athletes would be ready to excel in various MMA competitions. Indonesia will send a total of 17 athletes to compete in the 5th Gama World MMA Championships 2025, consisting of 9 athletes in the junior category and 8 athletes in the U11 and senior categories. Meanwhile, for the first AMMA Youth Championships 2025, which also serves as an official qualifier for the 2025 Asian Youth Games, Indonesia will field 8 athletes in the junior division. That's the news, and here's today's commentary titled Time for Indonesian Mixed Martial Arts to Have a Strong Foundation by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on Hajj and Idul Adha. The Hajj pilgrimage is one of the pillars of Islam that must be carried out by Muslims who are able. Performing the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia for a Muslim is not just relying on physical and material strength alone, but there needs to be patience and sincerity of heart. The focus of worship is only for Allah Almighty. Hajj on the 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah, according to the Islamic calendar, is not just a ritual, but a form of faith and devotion of the people to the Creator. When performing the Hajj pilgrimage, Muslims from all over the world gather in Mecca. There is no difference in skin color, ethnicity, or where they come from, all merge into one. They come wearing white ihram clothes, which reminds that every Muslim who dies will only wear a piece of cloth, not bringing wealth or a great name. Along with the implementation of the Hajj pilgrimage, Muslims also celebrate Idul Adha, which is a symbolic commemoration of the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ismail as a sign of obedience to Allah, which was then replaced with a sacrificial animal. This event is commemorated and celebrated by Muslims throughout the world, including in Indonesia, where the majority of the population is Muslim, namely by slaughtering sacrificial animals and distributing the meat, especially to those in need, as a symbol of equality and social concern. That was commentary.
Keyword of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Are you on your way?
Gaelah, Inggris. Gua udah jalan. Bentar lagi nyampe.
I have your location. You haven't even left.
Sering ku merasa kau buat ku putus asa.
Argumen berulang kau masih di sini aja.
Tiap hari Tom and Jerry sibuk kau di sana sini.
Tak perlu over drama sih kau tahu ku takkan pergi. Banyak beda bukan tak bisa bersama-sama. Ya lagi.
Make it fast, feeling fine like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, feeling love, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till it's done, it's done.
Make up, got a friend in me. One, two, three, four. You're my friend of me. You're my friend of me. Jangan berlebihan sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn. Maaf-maafan cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih. You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look
bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make it cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three,
oh. You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till it's done itself. Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, oh.
You're my friend in me.
Cry like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy.
That's just us.
You make up, got a friend in me.
Sorry.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is down. Yeah, it's us. You make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three,
four. You're my friend in me.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Seperti ini.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku tarik nafas panjang saat ini, hembuskan perlahan dan sadari, ku memang pantas untuk dicintai. Tapi siapa yang kau temani? Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku mohon dulu tunjukkan jalanku padamu untuk bisa merasakan kasihmu. Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku jalanku padamu untuk bisa merasakan kasihmu beriku tanda itu selalu ku tunggu-tunggu. Di pergantian malam dan siangmu selalu ku tunggu-tunggu tanda-tanda itu.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. VOI listener, the sparkle of the sun that slowly rises into the sky, or commonly called sunrise, has a magical power that can make anyone come to watch it. One of the best places to enjoy the beauty of the sunrise is at Puntuk Setumbu Hill in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Puntuk Setumbu Hill, one of the best spots to watch sunrise with the background of Mount Merapi, Merbabu, and see the magnificent Borobudur Temple in the morning, which is surrounded by a sea of mist. Puntuk Setumbu is a hill about 400 meters above sea level, located in the Menoreh Mountains. Listener, if you want to witness the beauty of Borobudur at dawn, it is recommended to arrive at this place before 5 a.m. local time. The peak of Puntuk Setumbu is a large courtyard surrounded by a guardrail. In this place, there are houses on stilts, gazebos, and wooden chairs that can be used to sit while waiting for the sun to rise. By walking up the hill for 15 minutes, your tiredness will be paid off. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengu, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, at RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic Words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's traditional song edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Ikan Nai di Pantai. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai went viral in the mid-April 2024 on TikTok. Not only that, the video clip of the song, which was released on YouTube on March 30, 2024, already had 1 million views by the end of April 2024. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai describes the atmosphere in East Nusa Tenggara. There are lots of fish on the beach, and some people buy fish on the beach. Besides, there are typical foods and drinks of East Nusa Tenggara, such as rumpu rampe and moke. With all of them, life in East Nusa Tenggara is so enjoyable. Well, listener, now let's enjoy the traditional song from East Nusa Tenggara, Ikan Nai di Pantai. Let's check this one out.
Sama-sama.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
kembali.
Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit bangun kembali. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit kembali.
Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit bangun kembali. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit kembali.
Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit.
You are now at the end of the afternoon session of Indonesia Today, and I'm here accompanying you for the 6 hour for the late, you know, just 6 hours by now and since the lunch hour until now. And I'm very glad to say that I've been enjoying the session with you, VOI listeners. So please make sure to stay tuned with us to our next week. We have also Indonesia Today, just like the regular, so make sure to stay tuned on our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kilohertz to 4755 kilohertz, app RRI Digital, and social media. Please contact us on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. It has been a pleasure, VOI listeners, to be here with you guys. So I'm gonna say that please make sure to stay hydrated, drink your water, and do good things, and also be kind to other people. I'm Yunika signing out. Bye bye.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI. Today's sound.
Cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lupa. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali.
sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Kapalku telah bersaung, aku tak ingin jauh padamu, aku akan berlabuh sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained.